Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. Alex is on the road in California giving a presentation to a large health group out there this weekend. We have a lot of breaking news, and of course, if you haven't seen it on Infowars.com, there is now a video showing troops doing exactly what they're proposing to do and Jade Helm doing it in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, no one got any advance notification of this. This is something, as we have pointed out, I'm going to play Joe Biggs' video at the end of the hour, talking about how Fox News spun this. They were spinning it to tell people that we were maintaining that we had found some secret classified document. No, it was unclassified. It was on a server. It just wasn't being made public. And so what we did was we, once it was unscribed, we made that public. We pointed that out to people. Then they pretended that they didn't know what was in this document, that they hadn't seen it, that it wasn't theirs. They basically just tried to ignore it until it went viral. At that point, they can't ignore it. But we're going to show you footage of it. I'll narrate this for those of you who are listening on the radio. We're going to show you footage of what happened in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, the people there didn't know this was coming. That's one of the differences, knowing that this is going to happen, being prepared to take this kind of footage. But of course, with everyone having cell phones, citizen journalists are getting some really, really important information, and this is very important for you to see. If you haven't seen it, and it's on Infowars.com. It's the top article right there from Paul Joseph Watson. Video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. See, this is snatch and grab. Snatch and grab of citizens. They've got a lot of people that are being drugged into confinement, whisked off in helicopters, people being marched in single file by the military, role players, in civilian clothes, and then herded into white vans and driven off. This is the NDAA, indefinite detention by the military, rendition abroad or wherever to a torture site, not having a trial, just being held indefinitely. This is training for what they put into the NDAA. Everyone should be concerned about this. Everyone, conservatives, liberals, everyone. Now, of course, when you look at Jade Helm, the political designations, the color designations that they have are very much red, blue states, as you've seen, Democrat states, Texas and Utah, or red states marked hostile. They essentially are not friendly to the Obama administration. You see the blue states there, of course. Those are supposedly states like California, Colorado, Nevada that are in the Democrat column there. Those are friendly states. So it follows these political designations that we've seen, even the colors that they use. We need to understand that they have these scenarios. They've had these scenarios for a very long time. We have the article at Infowars.com. Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson put it together with lists of embedded videos as well as lists of links showing how this is something that has been progressing for a very long time. And now you can see it happening in Fort Lauderdale. Stepping this up each time that they do it. This is what they're training for. Very concerning. We're also going to be talking in this program about the situation of the suicide pilot. I believe, as more and more information comes out, they say that they found antidepressants in his home. But no one will say that it is SSRIs. I believe that it is. The FAA excluded SSRIs from being banned from pilot use. They cannot take any kind of antidepressant or mood-altering drugs with the exceptions of SSRIs, what we have seen linked over and over and over again to suicide murder cases. Many, many situations besides any big shooting events, we've also seen a lot of situations where a teenager who's been put on SSRIs kills everyone in their family and has absolutely no empathy, no emotion about it. These are the symptoms of SSRI, and when you look at what they're telling us from the black box recordings, and when you look at the fact that the FAA has specifically excluded SSRIs from being banned, it's a very telling story. We're also going to be talking about the push to move the EU trade and euro currency to a sovereign state. We've been telling you all along that these trade organizations are about changing sovereignty, about world government, and now they're admitting it in a big time about the EU. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
producing
sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have a lot of news, especially about Jade Helm, because what we've seen in Fort Lauderdale, this is the top story on InfoWars.com right now, video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to show you this video. We're also going to describe it for those of you who are listening on the radio. A very disturbing video when you think about the implications. Think about what our government is training for. This is the NDAA, indefinite detention by the military. Rendition of people that are hostile to the government. This is exactly what we've been concerned about with the NDAA. We can see that they are training for it in the cities now. How much do you need to see? We have produced documents showing how they have been creating training scenarios for this, creating military training facilities inside of military bases to train for this in America for a very long time. And now we see this happening in Fort Lauderdale. Now, of course, the document was not made public about the training going on in Fort Lauderdale. So people were just surprised to see that happening. And that would be the way that it would be in Texas and Utah when Jade Helm begins, if the document hadn't been made public. That's what we're trying to get people to see. We're trying to get people to see what they are training for, who they perceive as their enemies according to their scenario, according to their training. And they train where they're going to fight and the way they're going to fight with people who look like their enemies. What does it tell you when they are moving about? The whole purpose of this exercise, they say, is to be able to move about in America so that Americans can't detect them. Do you see something wrong with that? You should see something wrong with that. So we're going to talk about the whole issue of what the mission of the military should be. We need to have this discussion. If we don't have this discussion pretty soon, we're not going to be able to have that discussion or any other political discussion. We've also got some other news we're going to cover. It looks like the move towards a sovereign state in the EU is picking up speed. We keep seeing this brought up time and again. And, of course, we have said from the very beginning that when they create these trade blocks, like NAFTA, like the European Union, the whole purpose of it is to create a sovereign entity and then to join those regional sovereign entities into a larger collective until they get to a one-world government. That has always been the objective. We see now that David Petraeus mentioned just last year, he said, well, you know, what comes after North America? What comes after America? North America. And then he went on to say that he was talking about the North American Union. He says, we're 20 years into the North American Union, so we need to take a look at this. It was 10 years ago that the Council on Foreign Relations, with Ted Cruz's wife as one of the members of this committee, was talking about what they should do with the North American Union, and their solution, their key recommendation from the Council on Foreign Relations 10 years ago, was to make sure that there was one common border around the three countries, that they would have a common law enforcement that would presumably be run by the Homeland Security and the guys in Washington. This is something that has always been in the cards for everyone. Destroying the sovereignty of Mexico, of America, and of Canada, subsuming them into a North American union, doing the same in Europe. And let's look at what's going on with this. It was back in February, and we reported this as well when it happened. Alan Greenspan, former chair of the Federal Reserve, said that he predicted that Greece would exit from the euro. He thought that it was inevitable that that would happen. They say, he goes on to say, though, he said, the problem is that there is no way I can conceive of the euro continuing unless and until all the members of the eurozone become politically integrated. Actually, even just fiscally integrated won't do it. So in other words, they tell us, just as they told us about the North American Union, they said, this is about trade. It's simply about trade. There's nothing but trade. We said it was to destroy the sovereignty of the three countries involved. Same thing when they came in with the EU and with the euro. They said, this is simply an economic trading zone. Now they're saying that it's about political integration. It's not enough just to have fiscal integration. It's not enough just to have a trade zone. You can't really make that work unless you can have a government that subsumes the whole area. And so now they're telling us that about North America, about the North American Union. Now they're telling us that about the euro. Now today we have an article that came out. Eurozone can't survive in its current form, says PIMCO. Now PIMCO is a Pacific Investment Management Company. It is one of the largest, bond fund in the world. And the manager of that bond fund said that the Eurozone is untenable in its current form and cannot survive unless countries are prepared to cede sovereignty and become a United States of Europe. A United States of Europe. So that's the next step. Okay? Now, one more quote from that, and I'll tell you where this is going the step after that. Because the reason they are showing us that the North American Union and the European Union were about sovereignty all along is because they're working on the next step. Before I leave this article, he also has this to say. He says, will we get the United States of Europe? It's not impossible, but Europe could also spend many decades in a hybrid form of political and fiscal federalism. While there might not be one government, one passport, and one army, we could be moving closer to that, but just not yet. You understand? One government, one passport, one army for Europe. See, because that's the next step. You can't have a sovereign state without an army. And you can't feed that army without taxes. So at every level of sovereignty, they're going to have some kind of an army to keep the people in line and a way to get that army fed. So why are they coming out at this point about the Eurozone? Why are they coming out about the North American Union? It's because they are about to run through the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Partnerships. Those are being sold to us, as they're always sold to us, as simply a trade agreement. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, are trade agreements that are being negotiated in secret by corporate lobbyists. And that's not an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. It is no one but corporate lobbyists. Our elected representatives are not allowed to see it. We are not allowed to see what's going on with it. The only thing we know about it are some leaks from the WikiLeaks people. Other than that, we know nothing about it. But we do know from those leaks, we do know that it is already far beyond a trade agreement. It will affect many things within the countries immediately. But the long-term goal is not just to destroy to take control of the internet. It's not just to force GMOs on people. It's not just to help the big pharmaceutical companies. Those things are all in there, of course. And many people are concerned about that, upset about that, and rightfully so. But the bigger picture where this is headed is a corporate governance of the world. That's the next step. That's why they're telling us what they have already done, telling us that, hey, we're now 20 years in the North American Union. America is finished. That's what Petraeus is saying. Okay? Greenspan and the manager of the world's biggest bond fund are saying the Eurozone is either going to break up or it's going to become the United States of Europe. So they're saying that at the same time they're creating this transatlantic partnership and the trans-Pacific partnership. So they're going to take these zones of North America and Europe and they're going to unify them with these quote-unquote trade agreements that are being done in secret. And, of course, the biggest deal is that they're fast-tracked. That means that nobody is going to see this until about 24 hours before it has to be voted on. No one will have time to actually look at the document in much detail. And, of course, with fast-track, even if they don't like something that's in it, there'll be no chance for anyone to change anything in the Senate or in the House. They're not going to be able to make any changes. It's going to be a take it all or leave it all. And there's going to be so much pressure on them that they will take it all. We see that happen over and over again. Now, in another area, we see that Newt Gingrich has come out and finally admitted that the GOP really doesn't want to repeal Obamacare. He said this on Thursday. He said it at a Washington, D.C. health conference. Actually, that was on Wednesday, reported by USA Today on Thursday. He said he doesn't think that Obamacare should be repealed. And he says congressional Republicans who say they want to repeal it really don't want to repeal it either. There you go. There finally some candid speech from someone. He says, you know, he originally thought that Obamacare, that mandates, not just Obamacare, but mandates by insurance was a little bit too authoritative, a little bit too authoritarian, I should say. But now he's fine with that. And he thinks that the Republicans are just lying to you. We know they're lying to us. They haven't done anything. We'll be right back.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, March 29th, 2015. We're going to be talking about the exercises that were that took place in Fort Lauderdale. We had some people who fortunately took video of this. If you haven't seen it, it is very chilling. We're going to play that and describe that as well as put it in a context for you as well. Before I do that, though, I want to get to some other news that's up. I think it's very disturbing to see that Google suspended the AdSense account of antiwar.com. Now, why would they do that? Well, they did it because antiwar.com published some pictures of the horrific torture that was going on at Abu Ghraib. And I'm talking about, when I say horrific torture, I'm not talking about the humiliation that we were told about a few years ago. I mean, that would be sadistic, but I'm talking about bringing in young children, young boys, and raping them in front of their mothers. To the extent that their mothers were writing letters saying, I just want to die. That's what they were doing. That's what our government, our military was doing in our name. Antiwar.com posted those pictures. They are very offensive pictures. They're very violent pictures. They're very disturbing pictures. That's why they need to be posted, because there's a political aspect to this. It is not gratuitous pornography that they're putting up there. But Google AdSense shut them down, as they did Mint Press and others, for publishing these photographs. And I have to say that that's a way of economically shutting these people down. It's a very disturbing thing to see that kind of economic power concentrated in the hands of one corporation. We know that they're using their truthiness rankings to essentially shut people down, not based on how popular a particular article is, because they don't want something to go viral. They want to be able to control this. So they're going to go into their knowledge vault, they say, and they're going to arbitrate as to what's correct and what isn't. They're going to be the final arbiters of what's true, along with the lady and her husband and her cat at Snopes. They're going to decide what's going to be allowed, and they're going to rank things according to their truthfulness, according to their knowledge vault. That's another way to shut out the truth, to make it disappear, to flush it down the memory hole, and, of course, to hurt people economically. To take away their economic, the way that they can sustain their website, the way they can sustain their journalism. It's one of the reasons why we have InfoWarsLife.com here. And, you know, to have that kind of an income stream that is independent. Yes, we do AdSense. But you have to have some way to keep yourself going, whether it is donations from individuals. And, of course, these sites do this as well. There's also a campaign from antiwar.com. Hashtag don't expose evil. It's a meme contest. And if you look at that, search that, you will see they've got a whole line, a cartoon line of people in orange jumpsuits with hoods over their heads with earmuffs so they can't see anything, they can't hear anything, total sensory deprivation, kneeling and handcuffed. And that's what it's come to with our government. And we're going to show you how they're training to do that. To a larger extent, training to do that in America. That's what the NDAA is about, is training to do that in America. They put it into the law. They've left it there now several iterations of the National Defense Authorization Act. And so they have put it in there, said, we have to slip this in. You have to pass this budget. That funds the military. And, of course, we cannot not fund the military. We can't even reduce its scope or size. And so they have left this in now for several years. Obama said he wasn't going to sign it, and then he signed it New Year's Eve. And then when people called him on it, he said, don't worry, I'm not going to enforce it. That's right. Maybe it's for the next guy that follows him. he'll be the one to enforce it. Who knows? We should all be very concerned about that. This isn't something that's just aimed at left wing. It's not aimed just at the right wing. This is a loaded gun. This is Russian roulette with all the cylinders loaded. And the question is, which one of these presidents is going to pull the trigger? That's why we need to shut this down. And that's why we need to stop the kind of military exercises that happened last night in Fort Lauderdale, as well as what's going to be happening later this summer with Operation Jade Helm. Before I go any further with the news, I want to let you know that we've got a sale at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force is now 30% off. Just to the end of this month, just to the end of March, just another couple of days, that's a huge savings. It's the first time it's been below $100 that we've had it on our site. I think it's a savings of, over $40 you save on that off of the regular price. A very important blend to give you mitochondrial health. I was talking about the telomeres being a prediction of how long you're going to live. It's been described as kind of the tips. The telomeres are kind of the tips on the end of a shoestring, where the shoestring is your DNA, and the telomeres is the little tip that protects that shoestring, that keeps it from fraying and coming apart. It's very important to keep that intact, to keep it long. And if you look at that on someone, they found that it's a very good predictor of how long someone is going to live. So what can you do to increase that mitochondrial health? Well, there's been a lot of studies that show resveratrol as well as BioPQQ. There's been 175 studies showing that BioPQQ helps mitochondrial health, as well as resveratrol. And we have a special form of resveratrol, a trans resveratrol. It's the active isomer that's in resveratrol. So those are both in DNA Force, and that's the point, is to keep your mitochondrial health up. It's an anti-aging process to try to control the damage that is done to your DNA from toxins. And there's been 175 studies that show that it can improve both the number and the function of your mitochondria, as well as protect them from damage. So that's available right now, 30% off, just to the end of the month, first time it's been under $100. That supports our operation, and it supports your health. There's been a lot of talk about, of course, this horrific suicide of this pilot. And the fact that he could fly this, according to what they're telling us from the flight recorders, that he could fly this into the mountain, even though his co-pilot, locked out of the cockpit, is pounding on the door, screaming, trying to get in. And even though they say they could hear the screams of the passengers as just before impact, just as they realized that this was not an approach to a landing, but that he was going to fly into the mountain. Nevertheless, they say that his breathing and his pulse rate were unaffected. He's very coolly and calmly flying this into the mountainside. And when I looked at that, I guess I've kind of stuck on this for a while, because to me, it was something of a metaphor of what our own government is doing to us with these drills, these exercises, these training scenarios, training to fight the American people. But even beyond that, the permanent multiplying wars that we have everywhere. We have a government that not only has multiple undeclared wars going on, they're looking to start more, and of course they're even picking a fight with Russia, trying to revive the Cold War. They actually think they can win all of these things and pick a fight with the American people and win that one as well. They must be on SSRIs. They must be totally out of their mind, suicidal. I think that's what this Andreas Lubnitz was on, as there's been reports surfacing that he was getting psychiatric treatment, that he was on antidepressants. I started looking to see if they would name the drugs, even if they would name the class of the drugs. And I'm going to tell you, we're out of time for this segment. I'm going to tell you what I found out right after the break. I think you'll be pretty amazed at what the FAA does with SSRIs. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Measles is activated. debilitating on a mass scale. Now, due to the vaccines and iron poisoning, all symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Now, just before the break, we began to talk about what I believe is an amazing revelation about the FAA's attitude towards SSRIs. And, of course, we have pointed out many, many times the common connection between people committing suicide, many times preceded by the murder of their family or people in their immediate vicinity with absolutely no feeling whatsoever for anyone, including themselves. And that's apparently what we're seeing from this pilot. Now, when I started looking for it, I started looking to see if I could find a connection with SSRIs. And I found a couple of sites that actually did mention SSRIs because they kept saying that he was depressed. He was getting medication. They would not name the medication. They wouldn't even mention what class of medication it was, just that it was medication for being depressed. And, of course, we know that the medication of choice for that illness is to give people SSRIs, which, if you read the insert, says that it produces suicidal thoughts. One of the things that they talk about especially is the discontinuation syndrome. In other words, when you stop it, it gets much, much worse. So you go to a psychiatrist, you're depressed, you're having suicidal thoughts. He gives you a medication that exacerbates that. And then when you realize that it's having really bad side effects in many other ways on you, and there are a lot of side effects with these SSRIs, when you realize that it's got these other side effects and you want to get off of this drug, you can't get off of it. It's very dangerous to get off of it. That's when it becomes even more dangerous than when you're taking it or when you weren't taking it. So I'm looking for these SSRI connections, and I found a couple of articles. One of them was Voice of America, you know, the propaganda outlet from the American government that was prohibited in the United States, was created to go after the Russians and the Eastern Bloc as the Cold War began. And it was banned from operating in the United States, but they repealed that a couple of years ago because, you know, we have to be propagandized. They're not winning the propaganda war, the information war. They admit they're losing it. They admit that it's just mindless propaganda. So they've brought that back. Well, it was interesting. That was one of the ones that turned up and mentioned SSRIs as being the depressants. And then when I went to look at the article, that had been taken out. I found another one that mentioned SSRIs. That had been taken out as well. I screenshot the Google searches, but it's absolutely amazing. But I did find this on the Washington Post. They said commercial pilots in the United States are grounded by FAA regulations if they're taking certain prescription drugs, including all sedatives, all tranquilizers, all antipsychotic drugs, and all antidepressants except for Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, Lexapro, the SSRIs. It pays to have friends in high places, doesn't it? And that was removed in 2010. So all antidepressants, all sedatives, all psychotic drugs, all tranquilizers, as you would expect, would be banned for pilots. But then they removed that just for SSRIs. The drugs that we know have these suicidal mass murder tendencies. We have documented this over and over again. You can go to multiple sites and get a long list. We've run it at our site as well, a long list of people that were involved with SSRIs that went on killing sprees. And it doesn't have to be a gun. Of course, that's the way they always spin it. They say, well, we've got to get rid of the guns. No, you have to get rid of the source, the thing that's making people suicidal and turning them into mass murderers, because they can kill people with airplanes as well. They say a pilot must also be on a stable dose of those medications for at least 6 months prior to flying. In other words, that's the discontinuation syndrome. Now, what did the FAA say? So I look at this a little bit closer. The FAA, here's the actual ruling going back to April 2nd, 2010. The FAA says, we approve SSRIs for medical certification. Pilots taking certain types of common antidepressants may soon return to the air. Isn't that comforting? The FAA announced that it will allow special issuance medical certification for pilots who take 4 common medications for certain types of depressive disorders. Beginning April 5, 2010, the agency will consider for all classes of medical certification the use of Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, and Lexapro. And they said this, before deciding to allow the medications, which are all SSRIs, the FAA conducted an extensive review of literature assessing the risks and the benefits of antidepressant usage. Where do you think they got that literature? That's probably supplied to them by Big Pharma that sells the SSRIs and funds the studies and writes the literature. So there you go. So now they're saying, well, you know, they may face stricter psych evaluations. Fine, but stop giving them SSRIs. That's key. Of course, Time Magazine comes out and they say, well, we think the problem is privacy. He didn't have to report that, and the airline couldn't look at all of the aspects of his own personal private life. No, that's not the answer. That is not the answer. Giving up our privacy is always what's being pushed by the corporate media here in America, but that is not the answer. The answer is to stop SSRIs. The answer is not to ban privacy. The answer is not to ban planes. The answer is not to ban guns. The answer is to ban the mass murder suicide pills that we call SSRIs. This is just another example of that. Now, I've been talking about this drill that's going on in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to go to that in just a moment. But before we do, I want you to think about the fact that this video that we've got here, which I think is pretty disturbing when I looked at it. It disturbs me because I understand what's behind this. I understand what they've been training for. I've walked through Fort AP Hill where they were training in a very explicitly fully intact American city to do operations there. That was a base within a base. Asymmetric warfare. Unconventional warfare is another part of it. But, of course, we had citizen journalists who pulled this up, and there's some clips for people who are watching this now. That's when we were walking over to the area that Big said looked like the place where they were torturing people in Iraq. And, of course, that was connected with an underground tunnel that went across the street to the mosque. There was an underground tunnel in both of those buildings. Looked like they were directly across from each other. And then, of course, there's a church just to the right-hand side, the soccer field. Everything else about that was total small-town America. They put the mosque up large and center so they could tell people, oh, this is for foreign countries, for the Islamists. Listen, just as Madison said, if tyranny ever comes to our land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It is not about that. We stood at the corner of First and Main at Fort AP Hill in the Asymmetric Warfare Center. That is an American city that they're training to fight in. But I want you to think about this. There's been, of course, a constant back and forth about whether or not we have a right to film our government in public. They maintain they have a right to not only film us in public, but to look and examine us and collect data on us in private without a search warrant. But we are not allowed to take pictures of our masters. And so we see that there's a bill being introduced in the state of Montana that would require a permit to film on private property, providing penalties, defining law enforcement of officers, and requiring release waivers for certain persons. But, of course, it is really, the title is, an act revising laws related to filming law enforcement officers during the conduct of official duties. That's precisely when they should be filmed. Exactly. We're not interested in filming them as they go about their private life. They should have a private life just as we should have a private life. But the very government that doesn't want us, including the officers, to have any privacy at home, also says that when they are on official duty, they should not be filmed. That's precisely when they should be filmed. And so they have an idea. They're going to give you a permit to film law enforcement activities with a lot of stipulations on it. But listen to this part. A law enforcement agency that allows a law enforcement officer to be accompanied and filmed retains full control over the content of any recording and must approve its use and any edited versions of the content before the content or edited content may be aired. There you go. They retain full editorial control even after the fact. So if you film something that they don't like, it doesn't go up. And see, that's the problem with the body cameras on the officers. They retain full editorial control. That's a very dangerous thing. Stay with us. Right after we come back, we're going to show you this video that happened and the training exercise that happened in Fort Lauderdale that was done without permission of law enforcement or the military. Like, we had a free country, but we won't have it for long if they keep doing these kinds of exercises and do them for real. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your rim is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, radio, radio.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We've been talking this entire hour about the article that's up on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson put up a video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. Martial law style drill is caught on camera, and he points out armed troops were arresting. We're going to show you this video. We're going to talk about this in just a moment. Arresting role players on the street before a column of prisoners are marched toward a mock internment facility. You also see them being picked up and put into white vans and driven away. Some of them taken away by helicopter, apparently. Accompanied by very little media coverage, they says that it would be they would be assisting members of the U.S. Special Forces. This is what they were told in when this began to happen. This is what the media told them. Said that the that law enforcement is going to be assisting members of Special Forces who are undergoing urban warfare training. And they had this in various locations. The military did not disclose this beforehand. And that's what's different about Jade Helm, is that this unclassified document was hidden in plain sight, but not viral. People didn't know that was going on. They typically only tell people as this is happening or the day before. They say the goal is to prepare participants in realistic, unfamiliar training conditions before they deploy for combat overseas. Look, I don't even believe this is for combat overseas. If so, it has a dual purpose. But as Madison said, if tyranny ever comes to this land, it will come in the form of fighting a foreign enemy. That's the way this is being brought to us. So let's go and take a look at this, because to me, this is obviously training for the kinds of stuff we've been concerned about since indefinite detention by the military and rendition were passed as part of the NDAA. We've been saying that this is precisely what would happen, and now they're acting it out for us on our streets with the help of law enforcement, because, you know, of course, in foreign countries, they're going to have, when they do this in Iran, they're going to have the cooperation of the Iranian police, right? No, they're not. No, they're not. This is for use in America, folks, and you can see this. Let's run this clip here. And as we're running this clip, I want to play for you what they were telling the Brazos County officials about Jade Hunt, for those of you who can't see this. This is a black helicopter coming in, these Black Hawk helicopters.
No one will be staying in Brazos County. They'll be coming in, doing the hit and extracting. Maybe 15 to 20 minutes of exposure, and then that's it. Then they're gone.
Can we recommend some places to you to hit?
You know, every county that we have briefed has done that for us. Also.
Now, what we're looking at there, we just saw somebody on the ground, soldiers surrounding him. You're going to see that person getting drug off, or somebody else being drug off in just a moment. More helicopters landing and taking off. This is a very dangerous thing to be operating helicopters at this level in a major city. I don't know if you can get, I don't think you can get FAA permission to do that normally. Now, this, what we're looking at on the video right now, is a line of people being marched across a civilian American street accompanied by
the
military.
To put unconventional warfare into a perspective, you see it a couple different places up there, unconventional warfare, and I'll explain that from a historical perspective.
Again, this is a presentation in Brazos County of
Jade Helm,
which you're listening to.
Troops on troops, tanks on tanks, uniform enemy against uniform enemy is the way conventional warfare is generally defined. Unconventional warfare, from a historical perspective, if you think of World War II, Germany came in and they took over France. The French did not want them there. They formed the French Underground. The French Underground conducted activities such as subversion and sabotage. They would hit logistics lines
Nazi occupation of France, okay? We're playing the part of the Nazis. That's what the American government is doing right now. Go ahead, keep playing that.
Moralize the Germans. So what a lot of folks don't know is there were American advisors with the French Underground throughout World War II assisting them in planning and conducting those types of activities.
Now, if you're watching this
Since
video right now, you see civilians being loaded in
white
vans.
United States Army Special Forces has had the charter to conduct unconventional warfare throughout
and there they go,
the globe.
Driving them off in the white vans to the internment.
The last 15 years, we have been in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been doing more of a counterinsurgency.
Okay,
now,
hold it right there. Yeah, that's it. They're now counterinsurgency because, you see, if they go in and invade a country and the people fight back against it like the French did against the Germans, the French resistance was an insurgency, they call it. And then, of course, the Germans would do what the Nazis did, and they call that counterinsurgency. That's where we've been hanging out for the last several decades, on the German side of the equation. Now, let me explain to you, when they go into these county commissioners, they tell them this is about unconventional warfare. They don't define what unconventional warfare is that much in detail. You can go to Wikipedia and you can see the quotes taken from the military documents. As I mentioned on Friday, unconventional warfare is an attempt to achieve military victory through acquiescence, through capitulation, through clandestine support for one side in a conflict. It's a psyop. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get the American people to acquiesce to the military operating in their midst, to understand that, or to feel as if these people are so powerful they cannot be opposed. We cannot acquiesce to this. It's unconventional warfare targets civilian populations psychologically to win hearts and minds. It only targets military and political bodies directly seeking to render the military proficiency of the enemy to be irrelevant. Say, this is all about training, and they go on to say, training, equipping, and advising locals who will seek regime change. What kind of regime change are we looking for here in America? Well, they have been doing a lot to change the way America operates. We've documented that over the last several years. It didn't start with Obama, unfortunately. It's been going on, getting progressively and exponentially worse with each president. When we look at Posse Comitatus and the Posse Comitatus Act, let's first go back to Posse Comitatus. What is that? Let's understand the background, the history of this. Posse Comitatus in the Latin means power of the community. They shortened it to a posse. You've all heard of the Western posse. The idea being that you did not have in America until the latter part of the 20th century, you did not have a permanent standing army of policemen in uniforms with guns. Now, what you had was a sheriff, maybe a couple of deputies. If there was something major that had happened, if there was a riot, if there was a bank robbery, the sheriff would come around. He would get the members of the community who were armed because they were not slaves. They had the means, the ability, the right to protect themselves. So they had arms. They would be collected by the sheriff, and they would put together a posse to take care of that bank robber or to put down that riot. So it was the power of the community, Posse Comitatus. And, of course, you know, as I said, they shortened it essentially to posse. You know, you don't want to hear John Wayne talking about Posse Comitatus. It sounds too pedantic. You know, it's like, yeah, let's get the posse. Let's go get these guys. So that's what they did. It was essentially like the militia as opposed to a permanent professional standing army because they understood that you don't want to be under professional military people. You don't want to be under a police state. And so what you have is the community with power, not a few people who are in law enforcement. And look at what we have today. We have police, we have sheriffs, we have highway patrol. Everywhere you are, you've got three levels of people in uniforms with guns standing there to harass you like highway robbers. That's what it's about. Look at what happened in New York when they shut things down because they got angry with the mayor who didn't stand with them when they choked Eric Garner to death over an unpaid cigarette tax. They said, fine, you're not going to stand behind us. You're going to throw us under the bus when we enforce your petty rules and regulations based on getting revenue. Then we're not going to do that. We're not going to collect that for you. We're not going to write tickets or arrest people unless it is absolutely necessary. You know what? 95% drop in arrests and tickets, because 95%, probably much more, but at least 95%, they admitted, was unnecessary of what they did. And actually, crime went down. See, when people look at this and you say, we should have the power in the community. We should have a militia instead of a permanent standing army. We should have a posse that is called together by a sheriff instead of having a massive police force that oppresses the people, harasses the people, eats out their substance, as the founders of this country put in the Declaration of Independence. We need to understand what's going on with that. We need to take back that power. We need to question the role of these men with arms that we've put in to rule over us like overseers on a plantation. Just because you're operating in the house of the plantation doesn't mean you got a good deal or you're safe. You understand that? The people who are doing hard time out in the field, they understood they didn't want to be slaves. But a lot of the people who are working in the house, they kind of like that deal. But it's not a good thing. You have to want your freedom. And the way you're going to get it is to get rid of these permanent police state operations, to get rid of the standing military. We need to have that discussion, but of course we can't. Nothing can be done to reduce the defense budget. Not even our most libertarian candidates will cut the defense budget. Stay with us. We're going to be right back and talk about more of this background.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.